In Massachusetts, 800 employees of a factory that makes solar panels are now looking for work. And the loss of their jobs at Evergreen Solar is a blow to Massachusetts. Just 3 years ago, the state persuaded the company to open up at an old Army base, hoping it would become a hub for green industry. And now the jobs are moving to China. NPR's Tovia Smith reports.
On paper, this was a match made in heaven. Young, attractive green energy company willing to relocate seeks generous admirer for mutually beneficial relationship. And environmentally minded empty nester seeks trophy tenant to lavish in love. Before you could say love at first sight, Evergreen moved in, began to reap millions in fringe benefits, and the family grew from 1 to 3 to 800 employees. Until one day, the state woke up to what was basically a note on the kitchen table saying Evergreen was leaving.
I was shocked.
Jack Burrows got the news 1 week after starting work at Evergreen. While many are furious at Massachusetts for giving the company so much, Burrows says maybe Evergreen didn't get enough.
I like the idea of the state supporting an industry such as this, but maybe there needs to be more federal support.
Massachusetts Economic Development Secretary Greg Bialecki agrees.
We feel like we gave it our best shot, and I think realistically we have to talk about what role the federal government is going to play to keep manufacturing here and not to let it go overseas.
Indeed, Evergreen says don't blame us for walking out.
Yes, it's gone bad, but there are two sides to the story.
CEO Michael L. Hillo says Evergreen can't compete with companies in China that get way more government support. He says Washington needs to nurture fledgling industries.
It's also the role of government to make jobs for our citizens, our children. That's their role. Or let's acknowledge that we're going to lose in the job creation stream.
It sort of has remarkable chutzpah, doesn't it?
That's Harvard economics professor Ed Glaser, who says government should not be playing venture capitalist and definitely shouldn't have invested in manufacturing in such a high-cost labor market. Republican State Representative Brad Jones says the state was seduced by a sexy new industry.
There was a leading with your heart, not your head, which was, I really believe in this, and this is going to be great. This is going to put us on the map, and we're going to be, you know, green, green, green. This is great. And I think that served to cloud judgment.
Even Democratic supporters like State Senator James Eldridge are now expressing mourning after regret.
I admit that I was mistaken. I learned my lesson.
The most important, get a better prenup. State officials concede their deal could have been tougher, but ultimately they say they will recover most their investment if you count taxes that have come in and future benefits that will never be paid out. And they point to the hundreds who had jobs through 3 tough years. But Harvard's Ed Glaser says the biggest mistake would be to measure an energy policy by how it works as a jobs program.
We need a good energy policy. But the point of that policy should not be to maximize the number of employees. You know, if we try to do energy and jobs together, I think we get neither a good energy program nor a good jobs program.
So Massachusetts may have lost 800 jobs, but Glaser says if the state's investment helps reduce long-term costs of green energy, well then, 'tis better to have loved and lost than never to have loved at all. Tovia Smith, NPR News.